ஓம் நம சிவாய. டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் கவாய் ஹிந்து லெக்சர்ஸ். தி டைட்டில்ஸ் ஆர் பர்சனல் பிளான் பார்ட் 2, பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ சிவாய போதிநாத வேலாயுத சுவாமி. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
Okay, so I thought we could write down 4 activities for each of the 5 areas. We have a balanced answer sheet here, and then if there's time left over, we can do a few more. So, who would like to contribute a spiritual activity besides pilgrimage?
Yes. I really like to sponsor a pillar, but I don't know how realistic that is.
Sponsor a pillar? Oh, that's a great activity. Okay.
What's your phone number? You're going to help with the rest?
Yes. Okay, sponsor a pillar for Aaron. Who else has a spiritual activity? Yes,
if you can't sponsor a pillar, you can do other fundraising efforts.
Good point. We're going to count those as the same activity. The two versions.
Yes.
Well, there's the obvious one of regular satsang attendance.
Regular satsang. With whom?
Well, with the mission we're part of.
Mission. Okay. Regular mission satsang. So we could say participating, regularly participating in mission satsang. That might be a way of saying it. Regularly participating. Satsang. Okay, we have 2 activities. One for activity number 3, spiritual activities. Yes, Ms. Tanya.
One thing I wanted to bring my life was having a weekly activity up here. Mm-hmm. Where you're going to develop the sadhana, the sun north.
I see.
Or more of
the jet,
sort of on a rotation.
Yes, well, that's a great activity for those living on the island for short or long periods of time. Something special up here every week, not just the same. Special, say, a private, weekly special private. Spiritual activity. Yes, part of the problem in life is we sometimes neglect the opportunities that could be claimed. You know, this is an example. You know, we get so caught up in our routine that some special activity like coming up and doing worship on one day a week isn't done, whereas it could be. Okay, activity number 4. What is activity number 4? Yes.
Something I hit me the other day on the family was have to visualize just the temple manifesting was to start doing the samadhi sadhana once a week. You know, when you walk down and you do the sadhana, but you begin to have visions doing going to the Ganesha temple and that.
Just visualizing everything that will be there in the future.
And doing that samadhi sadhana.
Okay, that's good. Number 4. Moving on. Social activities. Who has an interesting social activity? Yes.
Has a game that he created like 15 years ago. Anyway, we played it the other day at his house, and it was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And he said we could revise it, which I'd love to help with.
What's the name of it?
What is it called?
It's a San Margo game.
San Margo game.
But if we printed a lot of copies of it, and we could send mm-hmm. it to all the groups.
San Margo game.
Yeah.
Okay, we can revise it. Everything needs to be revised. Okay, so I'm already in. Yes?
Going kayaking in the kayak for Northwest.
Kayaking. Okay. Yes, it's interesting, you know, one of this is on the side, it doesn't count as an activity. But one of the interesting phenomena, you know, is we have our property in northern Mauritius, and most of you haven't seen it, but it's similar in many ways. It's on a river, and it's right near the ocean also. And so the government recently, a few years ago, shut down a sand quarry and therefore caused a good portion of the village to become unemployed. They shut it down because it was disrupting the environment, taking sand away and hurting the coral or something like that. So they said they're creating an eco-tourism area there. And one of the first things they're doing is sending kayaks up the river. So, but just like the Wailua River, you know, has all these kayaks coming up now, the Rimpa River, particularly the place going right by our place, is going to have kayaks all the time going up and down. So it's like the two properties are linked together in some inner way as to what happens. So kayaking, okay, activity number three, skydiving. No?
I guess some of these things take a little money, but one thing we've really found really fulfilling is to take the whole family on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a long trip.
Mm-hmm.
It can even just be to another city close by,
mm-hmm.
same state. And you can do the same with even a group of friends.
Sure, a whole family trip to
weekend outings.
Weekend outings for whom?
Well,
the whole family?
Family outings are good.
Family and friends, is that what you're thinking?
Well, in our life, largely it's my wife and myself.
Mm-hmm.
We get lots of weekend outings with our young children a lot.
Yes, weekend outings, family with children. Right, so family with the children. Okay, that's four. Cultural activities. Yes?
Learning the Tamil words of the Bible.
Tamil. Okay.
Good.
So, let's studying, learning. Okay, learning meaning. Words in Tamil Bhajans. Yes, it's important to know the meaning of the Bhajans we sing, even if we don't know every word, you know, at least to have a general sense of what it's about and how it's different from this other one. You know, we don't want all songs to really be one song, which we don't know the meaning. We want some meaning, some visualization, some inspiration it gives us, which is different than the other songs. So each one is distinct in some way. Yes, John. I missed the first word. Making art handicrafts.
Yes.
Handicraft. So, making handicraft items. Yes, that's a very nice one. Handicraft items. Or gift shop. Gurudeva liked the idea of using hands. You know, it's good to learn how to make things with your hands. You haven't done that before, then it's a certain refining process. Okay, what else? More, yes.
They play traditional instruments, like someone has a background in Western instruments, mm-hmm. to play traditional instruments.
They're in a traditional instrument. Okay. Some more?
Yes.
Gather the children to sing bhajans three things.
Okay. That's good. Okay. Okay. Economic. Save for the next interstitial. Pay off the last interstitial. Just kidding. Please.
Pay off Visa.
Pay off your Visa. Reduce credit card debt. Yes, credit card debt. Credit card debt is a problem in the interest rates. You make the minimum payments, you can end up paying a horrendous amount of interest that you don't really see. You know, they don't kind of shove it in your face. Just a little bit comes every month. But reduce credit card debt. The monastery that uses credit cards, it always pays within before it becomes due, and therefore never incurs interest on any credit cards. Just the rate is too high. You want to incur interest, you have to borrow at a better rate than credit card rate. Okay, number two.
I thought my mother-in-law had a pretty good thought.
Yes.
She said a living will for medical emergencies, because nowadays if you don't have what you want done, if you get seriously ill or something.
Yes, a living will for medical.
The doctors
plug you in. Plug you in, right. So, yes, that's very important, and in fact, we recently, I don't know if we've advertised, I guess we advertised it slightly, but we linked our Hindu Heritage Endowment online website with a planned giving website. There's this huge library of information on planned giving, which includes living wills. The first section of this website is the basic documents everyone should have. You know, and of course, it's a will, and then this living will. And there's a couple of other documents in there. So it's the fact that it's right there in this first group, you know, this professional firm thinks it's important. That's a very good point. Yes, please.
It's been on my plan for years now to make my will, but I don't have the money to pay a lawyer $500 to get the documents. So I was wondering if the monastery with its computer system and everything could download some documents for me. So I
will.
Well,
yes. Well, that's something. Yeah. No, wills are important, and that is one of the barriers. A couple of barriers to making a will. One is the funding. Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a website that I use. It's called LegalZoom. It's called LegalZoom. It's out of Los Angeles.
LegalZoom.
Right. And they have their will.
ZOOM.
You can just go to Yahoo and enter that meeting.
LegalZoom.
It will bring up the website. Mm-hmm. It's a 10-step process for each will and living will, and it asks you pertinent questions. You respond.
I see.
And then you pay $50 per will, a living will, and then they either email you the completed form 2 days later, or they can send it.
Well, we'll look into that. Thank you. $50 is better than $500, which is better than $5,000. But anyway, you know, if you have a significant estate, of course you have to have an attorney involved. But there's no need if you don't. Okay, we need two more for economic. Yes.
Making sure sure all monthly bills are paid on time.
Mm-hmm.
And that some effort is made to keep the accounting books current.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Personal budgets. His personal finance records, including budgets. Okay.
Make certain that we tithe.
Tithe? Well, that's a good goal. Okay. Educational.
Learning
gold leaf
technique.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
gold leaf.
Oh, learning how to cook.
If I could have used a few classes. Watching someone blow away is the hardest part. To see those blowing away and say, how much blew away there? Probably not much. It's part of the process. Throwing gold to the wind. Okay, gold leaf. Learn gold leaf techniques. Okay. What else? Education. Yes.
In business, whatever it is that we do, for instance, if we use computer programming, QuickBooks or something to upgrade our knowledge by educate ourselves in whatever our business skills are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, upgrade. Let's see. Bring the skills you use on the job, shall I say. Bring the skills you currently use on the job. What else? Yes.
This is a real easy one. If anybody with the radio can listen to National Public Radio,
mm-hmm.
or if you live in a real urban area, for instance in San Francisco, they have the Commonwealth Club. They have famous speakers from all over the world come and give lectures and workshops. You just pay a monthly, a yearly membership, and the rest is mostly free. There's a lot of free ways to learn like that. But don't require a commitment of 6 months of classes or something like that.
Nice. National Public Radio as source of educational knowledge. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Something that housewives can do is they can network with other housewives to learn like herbal sciences or art and data education.
Working. Mm-hmm. To teach is complicated. Let's say herbal knowledge.
Ayurveda.
Okay, we got four for each one. That's good. A few minutes left, so any other great ideas that someone wants to share? Yes.
One more in the learning category.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn almost anything you want online now. There's online classes in language, art, just so many things. And they're not very expensive either.
Yes, that's a new phenomenon. Okay, one last.
We've come to realize how many beautiful temples have come up in America
mm-hmm.
that are finished and operating and are just gems.
Mm.
We recently discovered one in Tampa, Florida,
oh.
and one in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And of course, the Amoga Temple in Maryland.
Yes.
And so, definitely thinking we'd like to, in the coming months and years, find a favorite Amoga temple somewhere in America.
Yeah.
And then go there as an annual pilgrimage.
Oh.
And a favorite Ganesha temple somewhere in America and go there. And of course, course we come here for seasonal group. But it's a way of tapping into these beautiful new resources, new temples on earth, which normally you don't see, but they're there. We need to be enjoying.
Very good point. Yes, we, from our experience, this came from the Edmonton Temple, which the Nation Temple is really strong. It's just been there 4 years. We're very focused on Ganesha and traditional Ganesha worship, so it's a good candidate, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And starting a Ganesha Temple in Vancouver with a Ganesha deity that Guru Deva donated. We went to a house that they're currently using and hope to expand to and build a long building later on. But that's just getting started. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're very sincere in wanting to have just Ganesha. Of course, you've been to Maryland, and then Montreal has a Murugan temple, and they're in the process of completing the expanded structure. And so that's worth visit at some point, particularly at least after they finish the expanded structure. And its annual festival corresponds with the Nauru festival. So I think they go for 12 days. Nauru is 26 days. And so they choose 12 of those days, which tend to fall in the middle of August. Nice and warm, Montreal. So that's an activity that we'll be there for Monday of that festival when we go there in August. Yes, Ron.
What might be nice to see is a list of some background on all of the temples that where they was donated deities to.
Yes.
And involved in.
Yes, we should have that. That's a very important. It should be online and updated because
you
can make them mention that to the Kuhn online.
How to contact them, things like that. Some
yes.
Because
it changes all the time in terms of how they develop. So even though we have a list and we have a commemorative issue of Hinduism today, still it needs to be updated at least once a year to show what's going on. Like, for example, we're going to on July 1, we're flying to Cincinnati, where the Hindu Temple of Cincinnati is installing Murugan and Lali Devasena in a new wing they have in a more spacious shrine. So they've invited us to be there for that installation. These are deities that Gurudeva gave, so it makes it special. These deities come from Gurudeva and not just from India.
That was
a relationship with us.
Yes. It seems to be a natural path, doesn't it?
Right, yes, because quite often Gurudeva has either given the deity or been there at the Kumbhabhishek, and even that is meaningful, that he was the A Swami or the Swami there for the Kumbhabhishek gives us a tie. Like in Flint, for example. Flint temple we went to recently, Shishto was there. Shiva temple, so Gurudeva was there for the installation on the beautiful lingam there. And therefore the old Gurudeva in a certain regard. He was there for that.
So because of this beautiful history, when the devotees would visit these places, where as soon as they find out where we're from and what our connection
yes.
is, we're shown the red carpet.
Oh, good point.
It's such a great welcome. And, really nice
that's
experience.
Another reason to go. Pretty red carpet. Okay, well, let's summarize what we're doing here. That reminds us it's 12 o'clock. So, talking about having a personal plan, and important thing is to have one. you know, actually have it, be able to pull it out of your computer or out of your drawer if you're not computerized, and, you know, have a functioning plan for yourself if you're an individual or for all the members of your family, including the youngest children. You know, there's actually a plan in place for their fulfillment in all five areas, not just yours, for all members of your family. And by having this, we live a more balanced life, a more interesting life, more diverse life, and it gives us goals to accomplish, which is important. You know, really, it feels like in the area of education, you're never too old to learn something new. And some individuals stop learning at a certain age. You know, well, I've learned enough. I'm 30 years old, I've gone to school, I've learned enough. And, but that's not a healthy attitude. You can always learn new things. And it's positive. It keeps us youthful and engaged in life to learn and do new things. So that's very important. Particularly as we get older, we need to be careful that we don't run out of goals. You know, we need to create new goals for ourselves that give meaning to our life and give us reasons to live another 30 years. And meaningful things to do. One of the important concepts of the ashramas is to, meaning the four stages of life, in case someone's not familiar with that term, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa, Ashrama, which is the idea that, you know, we look forward when we're young to being older and having more time to devote to our spiritual activities. It's something we're looking forward to, something we're planning on. You know, when the children are raised and when the income is earned and so forth, when our obligations are less, we have more free time, and we've been planning our whole life to utilize that time in spiritual activities. Therefore, we do. And it helps fill up that period of our life in a very meaningful way. And ideally, you live near a temple where you can worship regularly. It's like there's a nice elder in Edmonton, his name's T.V. Yanam, and who's retired. He's been working with that temple since first started as a society some 20 plus years ago. He's retired from his business, his children are raised, and he spends, you know, every day over at the temple doing karma yoga, helping out. It's his life. The temple is his life. He's totally happy doing that. It doesn't really, doesn't feel he needs to do something more. He's just always wanted to spend more time at the temple and do more service, and now he's able to, and he's totally fulfilled on that. And those simple tasks, helping garden and do this and other things. It's also a nice example of someone fulfilling that ideal of having goals for his latter years that are more of which are purely spiritual. It really keeps us alive in a meaningful way. Well, thank you very much.